This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden is seeking to put the focus squarely on Donald Trump following his uneven debate performance last week. Biden spoke on Monday following the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling that granted broad immunity from prosecution to Trump and other presidents.
The public has a right to know the answer about what happened on January 6th before they asked to vote again this year. Now, because of today's decision, that is highly, highly unlikely.
During his brief remarks, Biden made no mention of last week's debate or his performance and did not take questions. The U.S. military says it has heightened the security alerts at its European bases due to a combination of threats in the region, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
U.S. European Command is raising its security alert to Force Protection Charlie, the second highest level for troops. That's done when there's a security incident or intelligence indicating some form of action against personnel or facilities is likely. Two officials say the threat level was boosted due to a combination of threats and events in the region, including elections, the Paris Olympics, and the wars in Gaza and Ukraine. The military is urging troops and their families to be more vigilant and keep a lower profile. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine is expanding its military recruiting to cope with battlefield shortages more than 2 years into fighting Russia's full-scale invasion. That, for the first time, includes inmates at the country's prisons and penal colonies. Prisoners can be granted parole after an interview, medical exam, and a review of their conviction under a new law approved by Parliament last month. Certain categories of serious offenders are excluded. This is VOA News. The leader of Russia's mainly Muslim Dagestan region, where gunmen last month staged deadly attacks in two cities, said on Monday that the security threat was coming from international terrorist organizations. State media quoted him as saying 22 people had died in the June 23rd attacks, whose targets included churches and synagogues. Western security experts said the attacks were further evidence that Russia, preoccupied with its war in Ukraine, faces a growing problem with Islamist militant violence at home, but Dagestan's leader insisted the threat was an external one. Strong winds lashed Grenada on Monday as Hurricane Beryl made landfall in the Caribbean, turning into the Windward Islands and threatening devastating flooding and storm surges. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reports.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center called the Category 4 storm an extremely dangerous and life-threatening situation. Michael Brennan is the Hurricane Center's director.
You can see the very well-defined eye in both visible and infrared satellite imagery. Beryl has re-strengthened this morning as it's gone through an eyewall replacement cycle. So now is when we're experiencing those catastrophic Category 4 wind conditions in portions of the Grenadines, places like Union Island, Palm Island, Petite Martinique, Petite St. Vincent, Carriacou.
The appearance of a major hurricane this early in the Atlantic hurricane season is rare.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. The first black African rider to win a stage in cycling's most famous race crossed the finish line first at the end of the third stage of the Tour de France on Monday. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay has more.
Eritrea's Biniam Girmay's win for his Intermarché Wanty team is something of a watershed moment for the sport. Only two other African riders, both white, Robbie Hunter and Daryl Impey of South Africa, had previously won stages on the tour. Girmay, who was already the first black African to win a Grand Tour stage at the 2022 Giro d'Italia, battled it out at the finish line to beat Colombian Fernando Gaviria and Belgian Arnaud Delis, second and third respectively.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay. Three-time Peruvian presidential candidate Keiko Fujimori was in court on Monday for the start of her trial on graft charges that could land her 30 years in prison. The 49-year-old daughter of ex-president Alberto Fujimori stands accused of taking money from a scandal-tainted Brazilian construction giant to fund failed presidential bids in 2011 and 2016. She's on trial of charges of money laundering, organized crime, obstruction of justice, and making false declarations, and already spent 16 months in pretrial detention before being freed ahead of the 2021 presidential elections, which she lost. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.